Has God ever said no to you, and that no was the best thing he ever could have done? Because he has said no to me a lot of times, and sometimes I'm like, why would you do that? You know, and then there was this one time when I said thank you for saying no, even though I was stubborn, because that no literally saved my life. And this is that story. Hey, hey, welcome to Zoe's Corner, where we keep it real and raw with a little bit of fun. I'm Zoe, aka Mrs. Chibs, and this is my cozy corner of the world where I document my life's crazy and amazing journey, the highs, the lows, and all the messy, beautiful moments in between. We're talking faith, finances, love, life lessons, you name it. And through it all, I'm on a mission, ICE, inspire, create, and encourage. And that's what I hope each episode does for you. So whether you're sipping coffee, stuck in traffic, or just chilling at home, buckle up, get comfy, and let's have some real talk. No filters, no fluff, just life as it is. Ready? Let's dive in. So, after high school, some of you may not know, but I skipped a year of high school. So, I skipped almost the whole of grade 11. So, I was in grade 11 at a certain school until February. And then I moved schools in February to another school, which is a Christian school. And by the end of February, I was in grade 12, the last grade. So I skipped a year. Yeah. So anyway, I had a year to I was waiting for my friends so we could go to college at the same time, you know. And I was given the opportunity to attend Bible school for a year. So I got a job at the church, working with the school that I used to go to, and also with the youth ministry that they had. They have an orphanage, a rescue center. They have so many different things that they do. And so I was working for that organization. Anyway, a time came for me to go to the capital city. And the frugal person in me, because we didn't get paid much, right? And I'm not complaining, but facts are facts. We didn't get paid much. And so I was trying to save as much money as possible because, first of all, the capital city is 10 hours away. So it's quite a long bus ride and it's expensive. And then also, you don't get to go to the city a lot. And so I wanted to spoil myself while I'm there. So if I could save money, even better, right? So I remember praying and asking God, God, can you provide a way for me to go on this trip for free? Okay. And then the next day, someone tells me that, oh, you know the basketball team? Yeah, the basketball team are actually going to the capital city. And they're going the same day you wanted to go. I was like, oh my goodness, Lord, thank you so much. You have made a way, right? And so I am there trying to figure out how am I going to talk to the coach? How am I going to get to go on board? And I remember first speaking to the basketball team themselves, which I was friends with most of them. And so I went to the basketball team and I was like, oh, I was approaching player by player, hey, I actually am going to the capital city, so would you guys mind if I joined you guys on the bus? And each basketball player I spoke to was like, yeah, no problem. No, that's cool. Oh, it's going to be so much fun. This, that. I was like, okay, cool. And so I go to the coach and I ask the coach, hey, coach, may I please have a ride in the bus with you guys on the way to the city? And he was like, man, I really would have loved you to join, but there's no space. And I was like, really? He's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, cool. So then I'm like, Lord, I asked you for a way and this thing has opened up and now this coach is being an enemy of progress, right? The coach became like my enemy. Well, not really my enemy, but then I'm just like, why wouldn't you want me to go? The Lord has made a way, you know. And so I'm there busy praying some more. And I'm like, Ish, Lord, please, can you make it happen? Like, please make it happen. So one of the players actually ends up not going. And I hear about it that, oh, this person is no longer coming on the bus. So I go to the coach again and I say, hey, coach, I hear this person is not going anymore. So that's an extra seat on the bus. And he's like, no, actually, the bus was extremely full. And that's why that person is not supposed. And that's why that person is not coming anymore. Because with the luggage and everything, because they were going for like a tournament. So they were going to be there for some days. So like with all the luggage and all the baggage and all that stuff, there was not enough room for that person. And that's why they got off. We have enough members on the sub team. So again, I'm just like, oh my gosh, this guy. And I remember, like, I kept begging and begging. I'm like, okay, fine. I know I want to save money, but I'll pay the money for you guys. Because I really didn't want to, like, number one, get on a taxi all the way to the bus rank early in the morning. And then also, like, you know, when you're traveling to the city in a really huge bus, you're making so many stops. And being in a smaller bus, number one, you're with people you know, so you have good conversation. If you really need to stop somewhere, they can stop for you. Whereas a big bus, they're not going to stop for you unless it's at like a major, like they're passing through a town or a village or something. And then also like with riding in a small bus with like the basketball team, I think like the number of stops would be like few. You know, because it's just a few people to get up and go. With a big bus, if you stop somewhere, you're stopping for like an hour, meaning you'll get there very late, right? And so I keep begging the coach, and the coach is just like, yeah, no, I'm really sorry, but you can't come, you can't come, you can't come. And I'm trying to get the basketballers to convince the coach to let me come, and there's no progress. And I remember like asking God, like, Lord, why would you not let this happen? Like, you know, now I need to use all this money and now I need to do this and I'm going to spend so much time on a bus and A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And I'm just complaining and complaining and complaining. And I was actually quite angry with God that he wouldn't allow me to, that he would show me an opportunity to save money and go with people I know that has so many pros and then not have it not happen. So I was like so convinced that that was the enemy, y'all. Anyway, so I get on the bus the next day and normally the bus takes like 10 hours. I think this one took 12 hours. I was so tired. I got to the capital city and I met my sister. My sister was in college at the time. And so I was staying with her in her room on campus. So she picks me up and I go to her room and I remember she tells me that, she didn't say she was saved, but then she recently started going to church. So I believe she did like recently get saved at the time. And she was part of a cell group on campus. And so she invited me to go for that cell group. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. So we went to that cell group. And at that cell group, everyone was just busy talking about different things God is doing in their lives. And I remember feeling so tired and my body was so sore from the 12-hour journey. You know, I just wanted to like shower, eat, and sleep. But instead, my sister is like, let's go for this cell group. So we're there. I'm quite irritable. I am tired. I am upset with God that, you know, I would have come, I would have arrived earlier, I would have saved money, I would have even been able to like buy some takeout and do A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Like I was just not in a good space and I was just really angry with God. And then while I am in the cell group, my phone starts ringing. And so I'm in the cell group, so I cancel. But then it's ringing and ringing and ringing. So I tell my sister that, okay, I'm going to go pick it up. I'll be back. I'm sorry to, like, I hope I'm not being rude. So I pick up the phone and someone is like, oh my gosh, Zoe, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, why wouldn't I be? And they're like, where are you? And I was like, oh, I'm in the capital city. They're like, how? I'm like, I got on a bus and I arrived like an hour ago. And they were like, oh my goodness, you'll never guess what happened. And I was like, what? And they told me that the basketball team on the way got into a terrible car accident and everyone has been rushed to hospital. Luckily, so far, there's no one who has died, but the injuries are severe. And I'm like, what the heck? Like what? Like I literally froze. I'm like, what the heck? And I was like, you know, because I remember like the day before I was like, guys, I'm really skinny. I will not take up much space. Where the bags are supposed to be, like the bags can sit on my lap. It's okay. Like I remember really begging even the last minute to go on that trip. And then I heard that they had been in an accident. And I remember thinking, wow. Like, Lord, that no literally saved my life. Because when you look at the pictures of the accident of the bus, you guys, the part where I was even telling the coach to say, I want to sit here, that part was severely damaged, you guys. I don't know if I would have been here talking to you guys right now, testifying on this podcast on how God's no saved my life. Because sure, you guys, I just froze. My eyes just got teary. There was a lump in my throat. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, coach. Oh my goodness, the basketball players. Like, oh my goodness, are they okay? Right? And so, yeah, again, my phone keeps blowing up because according to everyone, they knew. I was telling everyone, yeah, I'm going to the city with the basketball people. I'm going to the city with the basketball people. I was so sure that on the last day, the coach would say, you know what? You've begged enough. It's okay. Let's go. But no, I didn't. So people were, because every time they were asking, like, where's Zoe? People would say, we don't know. Right, so that gave people the fear that something had happened to me. And so, yeah, I started picking up the calls and I'm telling everyone I'm okay. And then I go back and I sit in the cell group circle and they're sharing testimonies on things God has done in their lives. And they asked if someone else is willing to testify. And so I raise my hand with like eyes full of tears and I just start crying. And they're like, ah. And so I explained to them, I'm like, guys, today I was supposed to be on a small bus with a basketball group and the coach to come to the city just so I could save some money. And those people have been involved in an accident and, you know, everyone has been rushed to the hospital. And the part where I was supposed to sit was completely damaged, like, God truly saved my life. And I explained to them, like, at the beginning of this cell group, I was so angry with God that I had spent money and I had wasted so much time on that bus. But now I'm just filled with so much gratitude that I can get to testify of God's goodness, that I am alive today. And so I just asked everyone to pray for the basketball team. And thankfully, no one died. They did, of course, miss their tournament. And the coach was so badly hurt. Like, my goodness. I actually need to look him up. Like, I don't even know where he is right now. Like, he was on a wheelchair for months. Like, he needed physiotherapy to be able to walk again. And it took him a lot of time and a lot of effort to be able to walk again. And that guy loved sports, you guys. I even forgot his name. I just remember him as coach, but he was like a young guy close to my age. So, yeah, guys, no, it was crazy. And, you know, I think about this story sometimes when I ask God for something and he says no, and I'm so upset. And I'm like, you know what? Like, I will accept your no if it's gonna save my life. I will accept the no if you know, because actually I'm gonna accept the no because you know what's good for me. You know what I don't know, right? Because God saw the accident before I did. God knew that everyone on that bus was going to survive. I may not have been the one who survived if I had been in that bus. You know what I'm saying? And imagine the trauma. I mean, okay, yeah, of course the basketball players, they all had trauma from being in the accident. But imagine the additional trauma of being, like, you guys are talking 1 minute with your friend and then the next minute they're gone and you're seeing that lifeless body there. So I just feel like God also saved them from a lot of unnecessary trauma that didn't get to happen because I ended up being on that bus. And that bus ride was so safe. There was nothing at all that happened. I arrived at my destination safely, and really God gets all the glory. So if you feel like you're asking God for something and he says no, first of all, you're not the first person he has said no to. Second of all, the no is definitely for your own good. Thirdly, we don't always get what we want, okay? We don't always get what we want. It's just the reality of life. I'm thinking about a scripture in 1 Chronicles. I think it's 1 Chronicles. Let me look at my Bible. 1 Chronicles 28. Yeah, so David had a plan. King David had a plan to build a temple for God. And David calls everyone and he's like, yeah, I'm going to build this temple for God and everything. And God is like, yeah, no, you're not. No, you are not. And God said no because, you know, he had, like, King David was still, like, living in sin, quote unquote. So I say quote unquote, not because what I'm saying is not true, but because I haven't, like, read the story properly, to accurately say what I want to say. But anyway, his heart was not in a good place, I guess you can say. And so God was like, nope, I want your son Solomon to build a temple for me. Because when Solomon builds it, his heart would have been at peace, you know. And so it's not necessarily that building a temple was a wrong thing. It wasn't a wrong thing. God just didn't want David to build it because his heart was not at the right place. And if you're building a place where you say God is going to dwell in, like, he wants it to be amazing. He doesn't want blemishes. He wants perfection. You know what I mean? And if David was going to build it, yeah, the temple would have been built, but it would have been built with blemish. You know what I mean? So, yeah, anyway, I was just thinking about how, like, for me, not even just for me, like, just in general, when God says no, it's not necessarily because you've asked for a bad thing. It's just, he knows what you don't know, right? Like, there was nothing wrong with me asking for a ride. There was nothing wrong with me trying to save money. There was nothing wrong with me trying to be comfortable. You know, God wasn't saying no to me being comfortable. He wasn't saying no to me not spending money. He was saying no to me dying. And that's what I didn't know at the time, right? And so, yes, I think it's a bitter pill to swallow when you think about, like, I may pray for something and God will say no. Like, yeah, you will pray about some things and God will say no. You know, just like a dad, like a child is busy asking for coffee and the child is 3. Of course they're gonna say no, right? You're gonna say no because, like, you know, like the child doesn't know that coffee is bad for them at that age, right? Maybe later in life when the child asks the dad for coffee and they're like 16, the dad will be like, yeah, sure. So I think it's the same thing with God. Like, he knows what we don't know. He knows what's good for us. And sometimes when we ask for something, we don't actually know what we are asking for. We may think we're asking for something, but we may not know, like, hey, this thing is actually harmful for you. You know what I'm saying? And so, yeah, guys, I remember that story and I was just like, oh my goodness, I need to share it. And yeah, again, I'm so glad. There's a friend of mine who was on that bus and he has a really big scar on his chin. And every time I see him upload pictures on Facebook and I see the scar, I'm always reminded, like, ish, Lord, thank you for saving me. Thank you for sparing my life. You know, I wouldn't even have gone to Bible school. I wouldn't have gotten married. You know, like, ish, my family's life would have been changed forever. You know, I wouldn't have met the amazing people I've met since that day. That was in 2014, you guys, 2014. So, yeah. It's crazy. And I'm just so thankful to God that he spared my life and that he actually said no. And even though I was so persistent and so, like, difficult, like, it still worked out. And I think, like, sometimes when, like, things are not working out, I really try my best not to force things, because I'm like, you know what, Lord, you're probably keeping this door shut for a reason. And so I'm going to trust that this is you keeping the door shut for my own good. If it's the enemy that's keeping this door shut, I know that you will open it up, but I am not going to force it. There's some instances where, like, yeah, like, persevere and push through. And there are others where you can just tell that this is you forcing it, right? And that was me forcing it, like, at that time, I could feel that, yeah, this is me forcing it. And so I think just ask for discernment. I think not even asking for discernment, but with the Holy Spirit living in you, you're able to discern what is for you and what you are just forcing. So, yeah, let's be sensitive to that. And remember that if God says no, it is probably for our own good.
And that's a wrap on this episode of Zoe's Corner. I hope you got a little dose of inspiration, a fresh perspective, or maybe even a good laugh along the way. If you loved this episode, don't forget to subscribe, share it with a friend, and leave a review. It means the world to me. And hey, let's keep this conversation going. Connect with me on Instagram at zoes.corner or at missconnie25 and let me know your thoughts. Until next time, step out of your corner and into the world. Go out, shine bright, and let Jesus be seen in all that you do. Catch you on the next one. Bye.